Well, I'm thankful again for the cross tonight. Thankful for Calvary and what it represents to me personally and to all of us. Thinking this evening of the verse found in the first chapter of James and the 12th. First chapter, verse 12. And I'd like to consider it this evening. If somebody could go ahead and read that, James 1 and 12, right on the board. Go ahead and read James 1, 12.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
That's the thought that I have this evening, is enduring temptation. You know, this is an easy verse. Well, it has been for me. An easy verse to read and pass over too quickly. The whole verse kind of flows. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. When he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And you can get through it, and it just almost has a rhyme to it and a rhythm. And it's really easy to read that verse and think, yeah, I don't want to give in to temptation because that'll lead to sin. And if I sin, I don't get to go to heaven. So, and it's blessed if I don't do that. Well, I got that down. That's kind of the whole point of the Bible. And we can move right on if we're not really careful. But I think there is a good amount of instruction and encouragement that we can get from this verse. And so this evening, I'd like us to open up our minds a little bit, work together this evening on this verse. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. We spent a number of Sundays, maybe four Sundays, talking about the subject of temptation, what it is and what temptation is not. And so maybe just as a very quick review, what's the difference between temptation and sin? Are they the same? Anybody want to offer up? What is temptation versus sin? So temptation comes ahead of sin. They don't happen at the same time. Anyone else?
Of course, temptation is a lure, so it's there. The devil got mind to make you do something. He shouldn't be doing it, so he offers the temptation, offers a lure, which is intended to make you fall.
So a temptation, by definition, is something that you're attracted to. If you're not attracted to it, it's not a temptation. I'm not attracted. There's some things in life that I'm just not attracted to, that some people are drawn to. And it's not even a temptation to me. I can be around it. It doesn't do anything for me. But there's other things that do tempt me, that don't tempt other people. So temptations, by definition, are those things that draw us. And we are all drawn by different things in life. But just because we're drawn and we're tempted to do wrong doesn't mean that we have now committed sin. Temptation is those things that present itself to us that we shouldn't do and that we know we shouldn't do. And then we have a decision to make. When we're tempted, we then decide, am I going to give that temptation place in my life? Am I going to create space for it? Am I going to cater to it? Am I going to be sympathetic to the temptation? Am I going to let it start to germinate and grow in my life. And when you get to that point where you allow temptation to have a place in your life, and you start to water it and pet it and be sympathetic to it and agree with it, it then starts to grow roots, begins to define who you are, and it turns into sin, because now it's not just a thought, it's not just a temptation that you're drawn to, but you've accepted it. You've said, yeah, I'm going to accept that, and it's going to have a place in my life. Sometimes you may not like that you're doing it, but just because you don't like that you're doing it doesn't mean that you're not allowing it. May God help us not to give place to temptation. Well, we have talked about that a fair amount, and actually verses 13 through 15 offer a very good summary of it. It said, "Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." That's temptation, when you're drawn away of your own lust. And you're enticed with something. You haven't sinned yet. But then when lust hath conceived, and you allow it space, as we've just discussed, then it bringeth forth sin. And we know that sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Well, we studied this not very long ago. And my burden tonight is not to spend a lot of time on the difference between temptation and sin, but rather I'm thinking about enduring temptation. And I'd like to start tonight by thinking about and maybe listing on the board some different types of temptation that maybe don't normally get the focus that some of the temptations and sins, say the Ten Commandment sins, adultery and killing and some of these lying and stealing, and I hope that we're not tempted with those kind of things too much here tonight. But there are other temptations that Christians face that are very real that I don't want to pass over. And I want to start by thinking about some of those and getting it out in front of us and recognizing them. So let's list some of those on the board. What are some things that maybe things that we can be tempted with that are maybe they're easy to disguise as not so bad? Or things that might be easy to reason away and justify as there's reason for me to feel this. There's good reason for me to behave this way. You know, there's things like that fall into those categories that we're really good at justifying and finding space for, but we don't call it something that makes it look really bad. We put clothes on it to make it look fairly respectable whenever we have the opportunity to do that. Or maybe there's things that we are tempted with that aren't so readily visible to other people. I was thinking about living with hurt. And I'm not talking about disappointment. We can be disappointed in people. I've been disappointed in people. I'm sure people have been disappointed in me. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we can live our lives and be tempted to allow hurt towards other people find a place in our hearts that's accompanied by a little bit of malice, a little bit of ill will. Maybe don't feel so bad when something bad happens to them. But we can disguise it into something that maybe isn't so bad. What else? What else comes to your mind? Let's write a few of these on the board. Envy.
Bitterness.
Bitterness. Had that on my list too. Bitterness. What else?
sorry for yourself.
Feel sorry for yourself?
Say
entitlement.
Wasting time.
Wasting time. You're going to have to forgive the writing. Some of this is chicken scratch. How about me, myself, and I? Selfishness. Yeah, selfishness. Pardon?
Critical of others.
Had that on my list too. Critical of others. Judgmental. How about having to always want to have the last word? How about that? You ever seen anybody that always has to have the last word? Anything else come to your mind?
Cynicism?
Cynicism.
Huh?
How about not giving to those that are in need? Is that ever a temptation? To justify holding back? How about being, we have it up there, we have critical, harsh words. You know, sometimes, have you ever run into people that it seems like you know up front that if somebody's going to have something to say that's a little bit harsh, a little bit pointed, it might be coming from brother and sister so-and-so. I hope not, but we can justify. People can justify. Well, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to keep everybody straight. Anything else? There's a lot of things. Yeah, always somebody else's fault. Never my responsibility. It's always somebody else. And we've probably all met people like that. Things go wrong, but it's never their fault. It's always somebody else. How about complaining? Is that one up there already? Complaining. You know, we can have a spirit of just being tempted to complain about all kinds of things. It just comes out. Something doesn't go right and we just complain about it. When it doesn't go our way, we're just ready to complain.
Children sing songs about that.
We sing it often. And hopefully that gets imprinted on our minds that grumbling is not something that we want to be defined as. These things up here, and we don't have room to write all of them up there, but these are real temptations that we have. And the intent of the message tonight is not that it is, well, we're bad people because we're tempted with these things. The message tonight is, let's be encouraged that when we feel these very real things as Christians, because we will be tempted sometimes to feel some hurt. We're going to be tempted to feel some bitterness sometimes. And a lot of times it these two might go together. You might be envious. Have a hard time forgiving like you should. And we can supply a lot of reasons to justify in our own minds some of these things.
So the sin is justification.
Every man is right in his own eyes, right? But God sees things a whole lot differently than what we do. And I want to be challenged in my own life not to gloss over these things. Because I think that this verse applies not just to stealing, killing, adultery, lying, you know, some of those things that are easy to put brackets around and classify as sin. And we can all agree that the temptations that lead up to those things, we need to stay far away from those because we don't ever want to end up taking somebody's life. We don't ever want to end up in the place where we're committing adultery. We don't want to be in the place where we went and we stole something from somebody and we're hiding it now because we know it's not ours and it was somebody else. But these things right here, we can justify it. We can call it something different than what it really is. And the enemy is really good at that. And the encouragement tonight is that this verse said, blessed is the man that endures temptation. Blessed is the man that endures these things right here that we've written on the board that we're going to have to face in life. As people, at some time or another, if you've never been hurt, you haven't lived very long, probably. Because if you live long enough, you're going to find out what it means to be hurt. Many times you're hurt by those that are closest to you. Those that you didn't expect to be hurt by. It's real. And yet, it can lead to sin if we're not really careful. Having a critical spirit, judgmental, being cynical about everything that comes up. Just always being cynical, not trusting. And we let that have a place in our heart. Pretty soon it moves into being judgmental of other people as well. Having to have the last word. It's always about me. God doesn't want those things to be a part of what defines us as Christians. I remember years ago that Brother James Bell at Monarch, many, many years ago, preached a message on putting clothes on the devil. I think that's how he said it. Just go ahead and dress him up to demonstrate exactly who he is so that he's not invisible anymore. Let's just get him out there and be real clear about what he is. And I'm challenged, and we all should be challenged, that we would be honest with ourselves and with God, that when these sorts of things, we start feeling tempted by them, that we identify it for what it is. And maybe we'll get to a little bit more of that. This verse says, blessed is the man that endureth. We don't have much space left up here. What does endureth mean?
Persevere.
What else? Blessed is the man that perseveres. Blessed is the man that stands. Blessed is the man that...
Well, goes through without giving in, but that's persevering. All that's good.
Doesn't yield.
Enduring takes patience.
Say again, sister.
Enduring.
Requires patience. What else? What other words could we put in for blessed is the man that endures?
Persevering.
doesn't yield, perseveres, stands,
faithful.
How about remains Christ-like?
All suffering is through the Spirit.
Say again, Brother Nelson.
Long suffering.
Long suffering.
Forgiving.
Blessed is the man that endureth, that perseveres. Blessed is the man that stands. Blessed is the man that doesn't yield. Blessed is the man that is faithful. Blessed is the man that remains Christ-like. Long-suffering, forgiving, in the midst of all of these things. Blessed is the man that doesn't yield to being hurt and envious and bitter and unforgiving and feeling sorry for yourself and entitled, always having to have the last words. Blessed is the man that is faithful to not have a judgmental and critical spirit. You're going to feel these things. That's what temptation is. But this verse says that when the temptation to do these things come, this verse said, blessed is the man that when faced with that, endures doesn't mean just grit your teeth and get through it. Endures means that you don't give in to this. You don't yield to this. You don't accept this in your life. And that's one of the things that's different between temptation and sin. Sin is where you have accepted feeling sorry for yourself. You recognize I'm feeling sorry for myself. And then you say, you know what? I have reason to feel sorry for myself. And I'm just going to accept that in my life. And I'm going to create space for that in my life. Entitled, you know, I'm feeling entitled, but I deserve it. And I'm going to make space for that. And that's just how it's going to be. But this says that when we are tempted with this, that we don't give in to it. We don't make space for it. And sometimes I think that we are at risk as Christians to not want to accept the fact that these things that are up here can apply to me and to you. I mean, who wants to come to church and say, y'all, I'm really feeling tempted to be bitter. And I'm feeling sorry for myself, and I'm being tempted to be entitled, and I waste a lot of time, and I'm critical of other people, and it's always about me, myself, and I, and I like having the last word. A lot of times we don't verbalize this to other people. Hopefully we're more comfortable telling God about it, but sometimes we're afraid to tell God about it. Because we're afraid that God might find out that I'm feeling sorry for myself. Well, God already knows. You're not going to tell God anything He doesn't already know. So may God help us tonight as Christians. We can do battle against the enemy and we can have blessings in our life if we will acknowledge when these things begin to tempt us and say, I feel like I want to have the last word in this thing. And just acknowledge it to yourself. I'm critical about this thing over here. I'm feeling tempted to just be critical. And I don't want to accept that. I don't want to yield. I don't want to give into it. I want to be faithful. I want to be long-suffering with this
person over here that I'm struggling with, I want to stand through this. I don't want these things to take me down. So I'm not going to accept them in my life. As Christians, we can't just make up in our minds what a Christian is supposed to look like and then assume that now that is who I am because I'm a Christian. We are people that are human beings in the flesh that are tempted with real life things that if we're not careful can lead to sin. And these things are temptations to us and a whole lot of other things that we don't have room to write on the board. And God is a forgiving God. He's a gracious God. He's a God that wants to help us in our time of trouble. But that's only going to happen if we are willing to acknowledge, I have a problem. Or, Lord, I'm being tempted with something that doesn't look very pretty. And acknowledge it for what it is. And when we're tempted with these sorts of things, God wants us to identify it, and then He wants us to prepare and fortify ourselves to do battle against it. In other words, tell yourself, okay, this is hurt that I'm feeling towards this person. I'm starting to feel the onset of bitterness. And I know the Bible and the Word of God and the Father does not want me to be bitter. It's not right, but I'm starting to feel it. Lord, help me by Your grace to fortify myself and do battle against it so that it does not have a place in your life to start taking root and end up becoming more than just a temptation. Because if we don't do this with ourselves, then we're going to find ourselves without oil. Because the Spirit of the Lord said that He's going to have to depart from us if His dwelling place is not kept clean. And so when we're tempted with unclean things, but we don't want to recognize them as unclean, and we call it everything but what's up here, and yet this is what it is, the reality is that we are allowing things in our life that God can't bless. And so He wants us, and we're being encouraged here, blessed is the man that when he's tempted, when he's tried, when he is faced with these sorts of things, that he's faithful, and he doesn't yield, and he doesn't give in, and he stands strong. Look, living for the Lord requires a high degree of intellectual honesty on our part, with ourselves. To be a Christian, to be a successful Christian and live for God, we have to be honest with ourselves. And when these things start to come in our lives, don't cover it up. Don't call it something else. Be honest about it. And be honest about it with God too. And if we do that and look to Him, He's promised to help us. Will we have immediate victory? No, a lot of times we don't have immediate victory. Sometimes this patience, you have to be patient with yourself too. Not always just with other people. We have to be patient with ourselves too. Sometimes hurts, bitterness, unforgiveness, all of these things that are up here, sometimes they can get a hold of us and tempt us in ways that we have to do battle for quite a long time. And sometimes we pray about it and 2 or 3 days pass and they're still there. What the enemy would like us to do is just throw up our hands, get up and accept it and say, well, I guess that's just who I am. I guess that's just how it's going to be. No, it doesn't have to be that way. Stand. Be strong. Don't give in. Don't accept those things in your life. But fight against it.
because it's going to mean something. This scripture said, blessed is the man. Divine favor to the man. Said he would receive a crown of life, meaning a crown of eternal life to those that love God. It means those that love God more than love yourself, but love God's way. Love what He wants for us in life more than what we would pursue on our own. This verse reminds us that our life is not just about today. But there is going to be a judgment. It speaks of a crown of life. Crown of eternal life. To me, this verse brings perspective to our temptations. You know, sometimes we can feel like that our life has just been consumed with things that tempt us and draw us. And the enemy can start getting us to think that it's all about that thing in this life. And it's not. This life is but for a moment. And it passes away. And we're going to go and we're going to meet God. And there's going to be eternity that stretches out ahead of us. And I want us to be encouraged tonight that when we face temptations, that we keep in perspective that this is a whole lot more than just about today and what I'm feeling drawn to today. But there's a tomorrow. And there's an eternity that's out there. And God wants to do something special for us in our temptations. Be sober. Be vigilant. The little foxes would like to come in these different areas in our lives. Things that aren't so bad. We can make critical. I'm not being critical. I'm just being honest. I'm just trying to help. I'm just saying it like it is so that, you know, so that somebody can do better. I can justify that. And yet what I'm really being is critical. And the little foxes like to come and just bite little holes in our experience. When really, it's critical. Really, we're feeling sorry for ourselves. We're not just acknowledging where we are. That's different than actually just going through a state of life feeling sorry for yourselves. And so the little foxes take a bite out of that. And before you know it, you start losing the oil out of your life. And you start losing the victory that God would have for us. In closing tonight, I'd like to encourage you with this, that I believe it should be our goal, and I believe it's God's will for us, that the strength of temptations that come our way can diminish over time. That's growing in grace. There may be temptations that tempt us for a long time. Something was bothering Paul, and he asked the Lord to take it away, and the Lord didn't take it away, and He helped him to know that he could do all things through Him, and that He'd give him the strength and the grace that he needed. But I believe tonight that God wants us to know that He can help us in those places that tempt us. There's a verse that says, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And I read that and I think that part of the strength we can get from that verse is that if I'm tempted with one of these things and I endure, and I stay strong, and I get through it, the next time that I'm tempted, I can look back and say, wait a minute, I have some experience with this thing. And by God's help, I was able to persevere, and I was able to stand. And now this time I'm being tempted by the same thing. Lord, help me to once again stand. And we have a little bit of experience now. We've already had a little bit of patience. We worked through it. We endured. We gained the experience, we stood, and now here it comes again, and we can draw strength from that. And I believe that with time, some of these temptations can lose some of their strength. Let's be encouraged tonight that we are running a race for an eternal crown. We're not running to see how well we can satisfy ourselves and cater to ourselves and allow some of these things to have place in our lives. But when we're tempted by it, call it for what it is. Lift up your eyes to the end goal. Endure. When you're tried by those things, purpose in your heart with God, I'm not going to give in. I'm going to keep pressing to the end. And if we do that, one of these days, the Scripture said that we would receive a crown of life. I want to be faithful to the Lord tonight. Pray for me. I want to be a dependable servant of the Lord. Amen.